Sunday, May the 24th, marks the Church's World Communications Day. And for the occasion, Pope Benedict earlier this year issued a message entitled New Technologies, New Relationships, promoting a culture of dialogue, respect and friendship. The message is directed especially at the so-called digital generation and is presented in an easy-to-use way on a new website, www.pope2u.net, which we spoke about on this programme earlier in the week. The site, available in 5 languages, enables you to share postcards, videos and messages from the Pope through the use of Facebook, YouTube and iPhone applications, or learn more about the message in an accessible and user-friendly language.
We are at the service of the Holy Father, and we think that we must take advantage of what new technologies are offering us in this moment.
Archbishop Claudio Celi heads the Pontifical Council for Social Communications and is the driving force behind many of these innovations, directed especially at a younger generation of Catholics. Significantly, he told me, this year's message from the Pope is also notable for its positive and encouraging tone and contents.
It is true. I think that the main aspect, the main tone of this message is certainly a positive approach. The Holy Father realizes that new technologies are creating new relationships. And I quote, the Holy Father says that these technologies are truly a gift to humanity. And is addressing, and this is the peculiarity of this message. The Holy Father is addressing his message particularly to the so-called digital generation. He is addressing himself to young people who have grown up with these new technologies and are at home in a digital world that often seems quite foreign to those of us who, as adults, have had to learn to understand and appreciate the opportunities it has to offer for communications. And you will realize that the last paragraph of this message is addressed to the Catholic young people. And the Holy Father is inviting the Catholic young generations. To be messengers of their faith to the digital world. It's nice. He says, I would like to conclude this message by addressing myself in particular to young Catholic believers, to encourage them to bring the witness of their faith to the digital world.
So it's a message to young people. It's a very contemporary message about the latest technologies. And yet the Pope also looks back to this very basic instinct, the very earliest instinct of men and women to communicate with each other and to celebrate this connectivity.
Yes, it is nice because the Holy Father is giving us a theological interpretation. He says the desire for connectedness and the instinct for communication that are so obvious in contemporary culture are best understood as modern manifestations of the basic and enduring propensity of humans to reach beyond themselves and to seek communion with others. And at the light of the biblical message, the Holy Father is stressing that loving is in fact what we are designed for by our Creator. And not naturally, I'm not talking about fleeting, shallow relationships. I am talking about the real love that is at the very heart of Jesus' moral teaching. In this light, reflecting on the significance of the new technologies, it is important to focus not just on their undoubted capacity to foster contact between people, but on the quality of the content that is put into circulation using these means. And this is why the Holy Father is encouraging all people of goodwill who are active in the emerging environment of digital communication to commit themselves to promoting a culture of respect, dialogue, and friendship.
So, in fact, the message is also recognizing there are risks, there are dangers. We think of pornography and criminal material on the net.
Yes, the Holy Father knows perfectly that through these means, people can transmit, they can present something that is against the dignity of the human being. The Holy Father says that if the new technologies are to serve the good of individuals and of society, all users will avoid the sharing of words and images that are degrading human beings, that promote hatred and intolerance, that the debates of goodness and intimacy of human sexuality, or that exploit the weak and vulnerable. So the Holy Father is conscious of some limits. But he considers, and this is why he's addressing mainly the young generation, that there is a positive aspect that must be underlined, must be stressed, and must be promoted.
Finally, your council itself is going to be using the latest digital technology, isn't it, to promote this message to as wide an audience as possible. You're kind of in the forefront here in the Vatican, aren't you?
I think that we are inviting the young generation to be like a tam-tam. Can it be used like this expression? It means that the young generations, they know how to situate themselves in this cultural and digital world. And we are inviting them to be really promoters, to present to their friends in the digital world the message of the Holy Father. We are inviting Catholic associations, young generations, groups, just to be really the promoters of the message of the Holy Father. And we think that we will find people who will do this generously and enthusiastically, because they will discover that the Holy Father is their side, is near, is using a vocabulary, is using perceptions that are typical of the young generations. And such perceptions, these evaluations can be promoted, can be presented to the young people today.
Thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celi, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. And once again, the website where you can find the Pope's message for World Communications Day, www.pope2u.net.